You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're back on Various Artists with Francis and Liam. Happening at the end of this month is the 2023 NZ National Poetry Slam, where the top poets in this country will travel here to Tamaki Makaurau for the opportunity to be crowned the 2023 National Champion. Joining me in the studio are Abby Irwin-Jones and Nio Simmons, both affiliated with the NZ Poetry Slam. Welcome. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Kia ora. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Abby, do you want to start by telling me a little bit about what NZ Poetry Slam is?
Yes, so my name's Abby and I'm on the organising committee for the New Zealand National Poetry Slam this year, and Ngaio is our Auckland regional champion.
Woo-hoo.
And will be representing at the end of the month. So there's basically independent poetry slams that are run all across the country, and they send their regional reps up. So this year it's in Tāmaki, so we switch cities every 3 years. So this is the second year we've had it in Tāmaki. Last year it was sold out, which was really amazing, so we're hoping to do that again. And this year we've got 8 regions sending 13 poets.
Wow.
And they'll all get to battle it out on the night, to be crowned champion.
And what does a poetry slam look like for someone who's not been to one before?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit different to what people would assume it would be like. So there's basically 3 rounds of poems. So every poet has to prepare 3 potential poems to read, around about 3 minutes each. And then they're judged by 5 random audience members that are selected on the night who don't know anything. The less they know about poetry, the better, we say, because then their judging is just based on however they feel.
Yes.
And they just raise it up on a whiteboard on a score between 1 and 10. And then there's eliminations in between rounds. So you get cut off, and then gradually the competitor pool shrinks until there's 1 person left.
Yeah, whoa. And in Auckland, that was you, Nio. What's that experience like being up there and having that audience watching you?
I mean, it's pretty, like, awesome. But it is also, like, it's a lot of emotions at once. But it always feels good to be up there and to be able to, like, know that that's your space to tell your story for that amount of time. And have everyone kind of listen to you. It's a big, big feeling.
Mm. Yeah. We've had all these like regional finals. So the big poetry slam that's happening, that what do you think that like means to each of the regional finalists?
I think it's most of all, it's quite a small community across the country, but even though it's so small, we don't often get a chance to all come together. So we have some events. This year it's going to be a weekend of events, so we have an opening night, we have workshops, we've got open mics, and we've got other opportunities to perform. And the idea behind that is to just give as many possible opportunities for these people that are coming all this way to, you know, make some friends and make some like long lasting connections.
Yeah.
And that it's not necessarily just about having a competition and for one person to come out of it as a winner, but for everyone to come out of it knowing some more people at the end of it and, you know, making some cool poetry connections.
Yeah, awesome. And what do some of those workshops look like?
So we've got a writing workshop that is on the same day as the slam, so the Saturday the 25th of November. The slam's going to be at Alan Melville Centre in the Pioneer Women's Hall, so just down the road. And that's where the writing workshop will be as well, which is going to be facilitated by Action Education, who do some awesome spoken word workshops around Tāmaki. And then we're also going to be having an opening night gala on the Friday, so the day before, which is going to be featuring the amazing Dominic Hoey, and that one's going to be at the Wine Cellar.
Fantastic. And Nio is going to perform a poem for us very shortly, but my last question to you, Abby, would just be, what encouragement would you give to anyone out there that might want to come along to the open mic and give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one of the greatest places to like receive basically a crash course on slam poetry and spoken word poetry in the country in general. You're going to have all these amazing people there that are going to be supporting you and that have been there and done that, like whether it be competitors or the organisers. So it's going to be a really great weekend to just like come and watch, but also have opportunities to write and create and to perform as well. So it's not all just this like passive participation. Anyone can come along, no matter any experience levels, come and watch, come and support, but yeah, also come and get into it as well. And we just encourage anyone that even thinks about wanting to do it to do that.
Awesome. That is just the encouragement that perhaps listeners need. Hey, we'll hand the mic over to you now, Niall. Do take it away.
Cool. Okay. So, yeah, this poem is called Diaspora. Diaspora is flying home, handing your passport to the customs agent and always being seen as foreign. Diaspora is navigating your birthplace of Hawaii, hoping that no one asks you to do the haka, bare your teeth when they find out that half of you is Maori. Diaspora is being too punk rock for one group, too into indigenous activism for another. Diaspora is Hawaii wondering why you sound like that. Is Aotearoa wondering why you sound like that. It is being more into your Maori culture than cousins who were born into it. It is always being the cousin from Hawaii and nothing more. It is begging aunties to jimmy their tongues open and share every ounce of language they have left, even if it doesn't make sense to give it to you. It is acknowledgement of whakapapa, people recognizing you are from those that claim this place as haukainga, ahika of this land, the tangata whenua, but never treating you like one of them. It is having questions about reo, tikanga, directed at the other Maori person at the table. It is being asked the wrong questions every time. It is learning to accept that to some people, your skin will always speak louder than anything else about you. Diaspora is telling yourself you are enough every single day and fighting every second to believe it. It is relearning belonging, that the dark circles and hawk nose your mother gave you are gifts you should have never tried cutting out of you. Smoothing, bleaching, leaving out in the cold to pale, it is realizing that you, more than anyone else, must reaffirm your jigsaw. Awkward cuts in all shades, te araroa and akarana, makua and waikiki, here and there, brown and white diaspora, is about constantly healing all of the hatred you used to save up for yourself. It is a journey towards being okay with being complicated. It is celebrating that your origins taniko before they ever straighten, that your blood carries mana knotted so tight you can never break it. Diaspora is knowing that no one will ever know fight like you do.
Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Niall. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and just, yeah, for the generosity of sharing your work with us, Niall, I really appreciate that. Cool, thank you so much. That was Abby Irwin-Jones and Niall Simmons talking with me about the 2023 NZ Poetry Slam.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.